Hallelujah.
Use this mic.
Bless the Lord.
Use that mic.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I like that song. In His arms, I'm not afraid.
That's right.
Perfect love. Cast it out. Here.
I
got to throw it out the back door. Amen. Well, my soul. Singing there, Brother Jerry. I was on the wrong song to begin with. I was on 218. I thought I'd never sing your song before.
That's all right. You got it.
You blew me away. I said, oh, we're singing here.
Well, what y'all
you started singing, I realized I was on the wrong song.
What do you say?
I was on 218. There 318 a while ago, yeah.
I don't think we've sung 218 before, have we?
I've never even heard of that song.
Did you read it?
It was good.
Man, I meant that thing.
Oh, no.
Anybody on it?
It's connected to that that iPad right there.
Death is only a dream? Does that mean
he doesn't? No, he should just have to turn it off right there. And I can
still work?
Yeah, it's just that system's connected to it. And if it's connected to one thing, you won't do two. Yeah. So
oh,
you
my,
have to make sure,
have,
yeah.
I'm going to box her off.
So she has to disconnect it, then I can connect it to my phone. Just go to settings and then disconnect the Bluetooth.
Disconnecting to me. That's why I say technology. We just don't see how. I do well to work at the
little. Electronics is one of the greatest things ever invented, but it also
be
one of the greatest headaches.
Oh, yeah.
Got to
be able to use it.
I've sung this song before, but I had another one picked out.
Bless.
But. I was listening to this while I was coming to church, and I thought, that's the one I want to sing again.
Amen, sister.
That was what the Lord told me to do.
Amen. Obedience.
Amen. Danny, that's all. Hi, Eric. More pet friendly listening.
Do what?
Hers is on, I think.
It's on.
Yeah. That's all but her song.
What is she talking about?
Yeah.
Shackled by a heavy burden.
Yes. That's higher of the day.
Neath a load of guilt and shame.
Amen. job, our sister. As you obey the Lord.
Hold on, look at me.
I am too.
All right.
She's having trouble.
I got you.
There you go. Turn around.
Thomas.
Get on, Lucy. Hey, Lucy, see what's up.
Let it turn on.
You need a mic, man.
Good job.
Power Wash has three cleaning boosters not found in traditional dish soaps. It's more than soap. It's Power Wash.
Gonna be moving one of these days. forgiveness for all of my labor. Jesus will be my next door neighbor. Gonna be moving one of these days. Gonna be moving, living away. Gonna be moving one of these days.
Singing, amen. I thought it was real good. We will. I'm going to get Brother Donnie House is over here turning thanks over offering today. I'd like to ask everybody to stand while we take up the offering here if you can stand.
Most precious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Father, Lord, thank you, Lord.
For yes, Lord, thank you, Lord.
That you've given us, dear Lord. Father, Lord, I pray you bless this offering, dear Lord. You, bless dear Lord, it. Lord, build your kingdom, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Donnie. Thank you. Boy, I tell you what, I know I'm 70. I don't feel like it, but I know I am. Every time I look in the mirror, it reminds me. I really enjoyed that singing this morning. Hallelujah. That's good singing, amen. I thought about, boy, all the... I think Brother Eric talked about in his arms, and I think maybe Sharon sung about his hands. I'm sitting there thinking about AT&T, God reaching out and touching somebody, and I was one of them, glory to God. Had it said, don't be moving. You know, I don't know about y'all, but I get a little frustrated now driving down the highway. I'm sitting there thinking, Lord, there ain't no room for all these people going to and fro. Going up down the highway there in a hurry, trying to run over me. And I'm trying to just enjoy the day, and trying to think upon the things of God. And sometimes they bring out the worst in me.
Amen.
I'm glad, praise God, simple, we're going to be moving one of these days.
Amen.
When we get to where we're going, like Brother Jerry and Sister Carolyn sang, boy, boy, we ain't going to have a want for nothing. It'll all be there waiting on us. Family will be there waiting on us. All of our heart's desire will be fulfilled there. When the Bible says, enter thou into the joy of the Lord, Sister Bonnie, I can't wait to step into the joys of the Lord.
Amen.
We've had so much sorrow down here. And so much crying, so much trouble. Seems like we're troubled on every side. I mean, I look around, what comes to my mind, something got to give. And the Lord's already got this. I mean, He set the stage for all of this.
Amen.
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10, that He declared the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
And He said His counsel would stand. So I already know how it's going to end up.
Yeah.
He done made mention of how it's going to be. And we do well to give the most earnest heed to His Word. It'll tell you what's on the calendar for tomorrow. It'll tell you how this thing's going to end up. That's why Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. These are troublesome times. I look at all the events of our day. Missiles, 300 plus missiles launched upon Israel yesterday, and drones, and 99% of them were taken out, and only 1% got through, and the only person that died was a little 8-year-old Muslim girl. Ain't that something, Muslims attacking Israel, and only one little Muslim girl died? I hate to hear about it, but that nonsense ain't going to go away. It's going to get worse and worse under the end. We want to have a quick word of prayer here. For Brother Mark, Sister Kay Hurt, we pray for them. We bathe them in prayer every morning. But it just keeps merit in prayer.
We want to pray for them. We want to pray for Bruce. We want to pray for Leroy and Charles Fishback and Brenda. Just got a lot on the plate. A lot of people. I noticed James and Patty not here this morning. I run into a man this week, and I was going to share this with him. And I may not have got all this right, but he said his name was Richard Smith, I think. I believe I got that right, but I run into him. He said he was Jarvis's brother. But anyway, we had some sweet fellowship right there in the Goodwill store. I went there to get me some blue jeans and run into him. I forgot all about what I went in there for. We talked. I mean, his wife got done shopping. He still wasn't in no hurry to leave, and I wasn't either, but it was real good. I really enjoyed conversing with Richard. He said they call him Rick, but he said my name's Richard, I believe. But
he's got a brother named Rick.
I believe that's who he said, Jarvis's brother, yeah. I really enjoyed fellowshipping with him. It's a blessing. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Lord, the good singing, Lord. I so enjoyed the good singing. Thank you, Father, for the congregational singing. Thank you for the shouting. Thank you, Lord, for the clapping and rejoicing. Lord, as the songs of God were being sung today, Lord, it couldn't be no better for me. I have to admit, Lord, I'm wondering, well, I'm even going to preach even right now. Lord, I just so thank you for what we've enjoyed so far. Lord, I want to come to you, Lord, in this humble prayer. Lord, I want to lift up Brother Mark and Sister Kay. Lord, they're hurting, they're suffering. Kay may have to go back on dialysis. Lord, we're really hoping, Lord, that something will work out. She won't have to, but be with her through this ordeal. Be with her and Brother Mark and help them, Lord, with their hurts and pains. Lord, we pray for them, Father. And Lord, I pray, Lord, Father, for Carol Smith. Lord, maybe Carol Madison, Larry's wife. We pray for her, Lord. She's on the mend. Pray for Judy and Geraldine, Lord. We pray for Bruce. Father, we pray, Lord, this morning, Lord, for Sister Sybil. Sure is good to see her here this morning, Lord. We pray, Lord, for Brother Mitchell, Lord. Went to the doctor, and she told him he got there just in time. And I hope she's able to do him some good. I pray for Sister Phyllis. Pray for her sister, Lord, got cancer. I pray for Brenda, Lord, that they mentioned, Father, got held. I don't know if it was her that had to have the shoulder surgery. We pray for her. I know someone was mentioned, Lord, may have to have surgery shoulder. I pray, Lord, Father, for Sister Joanne. Lord, if they can do that hip replacement, we pray, Lord, you work all that out, Father. Thank you for Sister Tammy being here this morning, having trouble walking, Lord. But she's just a blessing to see her here this morning. And Lord, we just pray for all of them, Father. A lot of them not here today. A lot of them, Lord, we would to God that were here today. But we're thankful, Father, for these that are here today. And Lord, we just want to lift up every need to you, Lord. And Lord, ask you, Father, to Lord, minister to that hurt. Minister, Lord, to that need. Work it out, Father, for the good, we pray. Be with Israel, Lord, your people. Help America, Lord, to understand the times. I do believe America, Lord, got its head in the sand. Help our country, Lord, been blessed of God some 200 plus years, Lord. Help it, Lord, I pray, to return back to God. I would to God, Lord, this world could see its sad condition. Lord, I wish it could get sick of sin. I would to God, Lord, it could do a Nineveh type repentance from the greatest to the least. I sure would like to see it, Father. But I pray for all those needs, Lord. I think, Lord, I left one out here, Father. We want to pray also, Lord, for this one here. Lord, Donna Moorhead, Brother Patrick mentioned her. I couldn't remember her name. We pray for Sister Donna Moorhead for her health, Lord. We don't want to leave no one out, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, for Vonnie got cataract surgery coming up. Lord, we pray for all these needs. We put them in your hands. Now, Lord, we believe you, Lord, to not only to do what's needed to be done, but to do exceedingly and abundantly. Above all, we even ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Like I said, it's been good for me to be here. Amen.
Amen.
And we'll try not to preach too long this morning. We're just a messenger boy. Y'all know that. Y'all been here with me long enough to know all I do is deliver the message. And I will tell you this, I got up this morning early with the intention on preaching on God meeting our needs. Had a little bit of an interruption there. And I want to be faithful to preach the preaching he bids me to preach. So open your Bible up, Luke chapter number 16. Trying to be obedient. When I say trying to, you try that out sometime. It's not as easy as it sounds, trying to be obedient this morning. Luke chapter number 16. We'll read a few verses here. Verse number 19, Luke chapter 16. This is not a parable. It said there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen. We've got them today. They don't realize that their wealth is going to eat like a canker at them when they stand in judgment. But here, you know, if somebody be rich, somebody's doing without. You know what I mean? I mean, we're right now to the point of having the world's first trillionaire.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm just thankful to have a dollar. Amen. But anyway, there's a certain rich man clothed in purple, fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar, and I can meet this one right here, named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and designed to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. That's a key word right there. And seeth Abraham afar off. At far off. That means he saw him out of reach. And Lazarus in his bosom. And Lazarus and Abraham, they're glad to see each other. This rich man, he ain't real happy. Verse 24, and he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip a tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember, and there's a lot of people in hell that are remembering today.
That's right.
That thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he's comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren. And it's our last verse here and the last word. Very important. That he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And we'll stop our reading right there. We're going to preach a fast message today on hell is real. Father, we thank you for the message of God. We thank you, Lord, for counting us faithful, putting us in the ministry. Bless, Lord, your word. Bless the preaching of your word. Thank you for the good singing. Thank you, Lord, for those that are here, Father. Lord, thank you, Father, for those that are hearing this message by way of the internet. Those, Father, that are watching by way of live stream. Lord, I know your word says that it'll not return void. It'll prosper in the thing it's sent to do. And thank God for the work of the word of God. Lord, open my eyes. Lord, drew me out of many waters, set my feet on the rock, established my going. Send your word today, Father. Send it, Lord, to where it's needed. Send somebody some help today. And Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm preaching a little bit of a hurry this morning, but I'm preaching today on hell is real. I go to Sonora a lot, pick up flint rock. Why you do it, Brother Eddie? Well, I had one guy give me $100 for one rock. Do the math of why I go out and pick up rocks. Amen?
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like a poor man's gold. I showed it to Don. I said, look here, buddy. And I put it on eBay there. And the guy said, look up there. And he paid me $100 for that rock. That's why I picked him up. Well, there's Sonora playing these things. And if you get off at the Sonora exit, let me see here. It might be the Upton exit. I believe it is. Get off at the Upton exit. Right there by the Dollar General store. Right across from the Dollar General store at the Upton exit, going north on I-65. Brother Eric, if you drive between it, Dollar General store on the other side of the road, there's a big billboard there. And on that billboard, it's got three words. Hell is real. We've come down to day and time, and I'm familiar with the hour we're living in, and they call it Gehenna, they call it the grave, they call it, you know, no such thing as a place called hell. Well, if that be true, I'd like to know why the devils believe in God and tremble. What are they trembling about? Yeah. I have to admit, I tremble when I get word to me that I was in danger of hell, that I might end up in hell if I didn't do something with this Jesus. Right. I have to admit, hell was quite a persuasion with me. I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't have to go to hell. Hey, Jesus said, you don't have to go to hell, boy. He said, come to me. I can forgive you sins. I can wash you. I can cleanse you. I can save you from the wages of sin. Romans 6:23, which is death, eternal death, in a place that God prepared for the devil and his angels. You know, God didn't make the grave for the devil and his angels. God made a place called hell, Brother Mitchell. And he made it a fit place. I want you to know hell. The fire's not quenched. Hey, the worm doth not. There's people down there right now. I'm telling you, they're down there regretting. They're down there wishing somebody would warn their family. Let's say, come to that place of torment.
Amen.
Oh, my. There's much preaching on hell today. They tried to water it down, Bonnie. They tried to diminish it, say it doesn't exist. You know, Brother Jerry, hell's full of people like that.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe there was a hell just like that rich man. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. He saw all he needed to see, Brother Patrick, to realize he is wrong.
That's right.
All the choices he made.
Damn.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 37.
Right.
Says, seek ye first the kingdom of God
right.
and his righteousness, and on his list of getting wealthy, you know, that certain rich man fared sumptuously,
amen,
clothed in linen, purple, and all that stuff. He didn't have that first list of things done.
That's right.
But Eric, that's why he was buried.
That's right.
Now that angelic host, glory to God, one of these days, Brother Donnie, there'll be an angelic host show up and say, right. Brother Eddie, it's time to go home. And I'll say, glory. I'm glad my house is in order.
Right.
I'm glad I made preparation against that day. You don't thank the Lord. No. Well, my soul, I got to make peace with God.
Amen.
I sleep like a baby.
Amen.
I'll be like an out-sleeper baby. I'm telling you, glory to God. He giveth his beloved sleep. And I sleep with the best of them. Amen. But there was a time that I didn't sleep too good. Sybil, I can remember laying in bed as a little 10-year-old boy. And I was afraid to close my eyes. The reason I was afraid to close them, fellas, I was afraid I'd wake up in hell. I was afraid I'd open my eyes in hell. It was quite a
right.
subject matter.
Amen.
You know, I went to church with my aunt. They kind of bribed me to go, you know, the candy and all that stuff. I said, yeah, we wasn't that black and white 57. Chevrolet station wagon, no, with a four-door with a checkerboard interior, Donnie, with that horse and the wagon up there on the carriage up there on the hood there, you know, 283 automatic. We pulled up down there at the First Church of Nazarene down on Plum Avenue, and I went in there, and that guy done his best up there to convince a little 10-year-old boy he needed to do something with this Jesus, or he's going to end up in hell. And I have to admit, even though I wasn't paying no attention, it still got through, amen? And that night, boy, I was having trouble closing my eyes at the thought of maybe opening up my eyes like this rich man did. It said here, he lifted up his eyes, verse 23. And the reason he lifted up his eyes, he is in torments. I'm telling you, hell opened his eyes. Hell got through. Hell convinced him it was real. Well, I hate all these people. I've tried to correspond with some of these idiots on the internet. They try to dismiss hell, Brother Jerry. Y'all ought to go on them. I really shouldn't. But I can't help it. But on YouTube, there's all kind of people and no such thing as hell. God's wrong. God loves you too much. Listen, God didn't make hell for you. He made hell for the devil and his angels. I done said this. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. It's a fit place for a devil. And I'll tell you right now, Jesus said, I go away, prepare a place for for you. In John 14, verse 2, he made heaven for me, but he made hell for the devil and his angels. I like my pastor. I like my devil's well done. And the more done, the better I will be.
Amen.
And I'm glad I've got a better abode.
Amen.
When I get to where I'm going, Brother Jerry, there won't be no flames.
Amen.
I won't be tormented.
That's right.
Hey, I'll be joyful saying, Lord, I haven't been told. Lord, this is wonderful. I'm not going to heaven to visit. I'm going to stay. Amen.
Amen.
And sir, when we get there, I'll finally be able to sing. I can hear it now, my vocal cords getting all tuned up. Boy, we'll really let her go up there.
Amen.
Amen. And the angels already be singing. We get there, we'll just join. He's talking about a choir.
Amen.
I wish we had a choir here.
Right.
I pray all the time, Lord, bless your song leaders. I pray for Brother Jerry all the time as I pray. I go down along this. And I say, Lord, bless your song leaders. Bless your choirs. Bless your congregational singers, your special singers.
Amen.
May they lift up their voices on high and give you praise and glory and song.
Amen.
And testimony.
Amen.
I pray for that singer. I pray for the musicians.
Amen.
Hey, from the piano player. To the guitar player, to the bass player, to the banjo picker, and the mandolin picker, and the violin, the fiddle player, the trumpet, and the drum player, that they might play skillfully, giving him praise and glory.
Yeah.
We get to heaven, everybody. They'll already be playing.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They'll already be singing. I'll just slide right in there. Here's what we'll sing. Glory! Glory! Glory to the Lamb of God. I'll tell you, boy, when we enter into the joy of the Lord and we see the glory of God, everything will finally fit. We'll realize why he went to Calvary so we can go there. But those that make the mistake of dismissing a place called hell and end up there, there's no hope for them. There's no hell for them. There's only hell for eternity for them.
Amen.
Oh, my. I'd show it to Miss Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will.
Yeah.
It won't be his doing. Mm-hmm. I was telling him in Sunday school this morning. He gave me space to repent.
Right,
I do believe at the age of 34 years old, when God sent that little 8-year-old two-headed boy in the bedroom of his drunk daddy, that might have been my last space. I don't know, Brother Jerry. I just know one thing. I fell down like a sack of taters. And I went to church that day. I didn't go willingly. I went because I couldn't deny the request. Little 8-year-old boy coming with a little lip quivering. Little Thomas, while ago, I seen him tear up. I mean, them tears dipping off them cheeks. That little lip quivering. Daddy, will you please go to church with me today?
Amen.
That's all it took, Sharon. I meant it like butter.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Faye, I choked on the words. Been about to inch my tongue off, but I said, of course, they'd go to church you today. He went, you know, she's seen Thomas run. He went running down the hall like little Thomas. Mama, mama, daddy's going to church with me today. There's a lot of heavy right there listening to this preacher right now.
Amen.
You need to go to church with your family.
Amen.
There's a lot of wives out there right now. A lot of mothers out there right now. You need to get with the program. You need to get your house in order. You need to get yourself saved. Get your sin down the blood. Hey, get your home in heaven. I'm telling you, you're going to spend eternity in heaven. Or you're going to spend eternity in hell.
Amen.
But make no mistake about it. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. I'm going to heaven. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Right.
Man, I don't even want to visit hell.
Amen.
I do believe, Brother Eric, if I could get a busload,
amen,
and I believe if I could take them down to hell, I do believe we'd have probably one of the greatest soul winning bunch ever has been. I believe we'd wear our knuckles to the bones, body knocking on doors, wear our knees out, pleading with people, please get saved. I love you. I don't want you to go there.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Amen.
They say Jacques Cousteau, that guy made all them underwater movies. You know why he quit diving? He dove in this deep place in the ocean, down there real deep. The reason he quit diving is because he could hear the screams of people in hell. It's in his book.
Right.
He said he couldn't handle it.
That's right.
I was telling Donnie about recording Finland, Russia. It's how they're going to drill down into hell. I've got the tape at home. I've got the literature where it said they drilled something like 3 miles deep in Finland. And as he's drilling that hole, you know, man, trying to dismiss hell, trying to somehow, you know, disprove hell. Well, here they are. These bunch of atheists, these bunch of, you know, communist type people, they're drilling Bonnie a hole. And they go down about 3 miles. And the drill bit starts going real fast because they're, you know, hit empty spots. It's not drilling through the rock. It's not drilling through the dirt, Brother Danny. And they pull that drill bit out. I've got this at the house. This article. It's tough. They pull that drill bit out. And soon they pull that drill bit out, a winged creature with large fangs came up out of that hole, and they were going to blow out of their shoes leaping the sand. Mm-hmm. And it screeched or screamed at them. And they became believers immediately. Mm-hmm. And they sealed that thing up. But before they sealed that thing up, they lowered a microphone down. You know, you see something like that, and you say, that you know, devil, that great liar, that great deceiver. He said, you didn't really see that. You know, that wasn't really real. So Bonnie, they lowered a microphone down there. And before that microphone burned up, I know it's Brother Pat having trouble with the microphone a while ago. Well, they was having a little trouble with this microphone, but before it melted, they was able to record just a little bit. I've got the recording at the house. I've got it. I've heard it. It's why I got my hair on my head. It'll make your hair stand up. But as they lowered it down there, you can hear a multitude of people screaming. Oh, yeah, go ahead and dismiss it. Go ahead and laugh it off. Listen, them scientists didn't laugh. I'm telling you, when that winged creature come up out of that hole, you know, them chains of darkness mentioned there in the book of Jude, one of them got a chance to get out. I don't know how big that hole was, but he got out. And they run. They wrote down. They scared. But as they lowered that down there, that microphone down there, Tammy, they could hear multitudes. You can hear it on this tape. I've got it. You want to hear it, Brother Eddie? I want to hear it. I'll bring it. They hear multitudes screaming. What bothers me about the multitude screaming, Brother Mitchell,
that's right,
is there's a one distinct that's woman, right, screaming.
Amen.
She must have just got there. I don't know. But she out-screamed them all. You can't denounce what she... I mean, she's screaming bloody murder.
Amen.
And those people down there, they can't get out. I don't know how that winged creature got out. But when they shut the door to hell, you're there to stay. Right. It's not like, you know, these idiots on the internet, they say, you know, it's just a grave. I said, is that right? I said, well, it's funny. In Revelation chapter number 20, it says, them which were in hell,
that's right,
delivered up,
man,
those that were in them, and they stood before the throne, and they were judged, every one. I'm telling you, there's people there, and the only time they're going to get out is just to stand and be judged and understand their problem. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He that has the Son has life. Mm-hmm. He that has not the Son of God hath not life. Mm-hmm. They're going to understand that problem very well. Bonnie, I can just see the tears. I can hear the begging. I can hear the pleading. One more chance. Just give me one chance. I'll do right. I'll be the best. It's over. If you die in your sins, Jesus said, as I see, I judge. There's nothing He can do if you die in your sin. But if you bring your sins to Jesus, He promised He wouldn't turn you away. He promised to wash you. He promised to cleanse you. He promised to forgive you.
Amen.
If you die in your sins, Brother Mitchell went to that doctor, and she said, boy, you almost missed it.
Right.
That thief on that cross,
right,
he almost missed it, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
He had about an hour left to live.
Right.
Said, well, he said, Lord, remember me. Jesus said, I've been waiting for that.
Yeah. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
Here you are, beaten beyond recognition, right, sir.
Amen.
And there's somebody asking for mercy, and you're thinking, it was worth it. Mm-hmm. Today you'll be with me.
Amen.
In paradise.
Bless you.
All for those that die without Jesus. His death was in vain. But oh, an old drunk come to him April 27th, 1988, and I deserved the hottest place in hell. I deserved everything coming my way. But I want you to know he was rich in mercy. When this drunk called upon him and asked for for forgiveness. I got wondrously and gloriously saved. I told you, don't knock it till you try it. Amen.
Amen.
All these hell deniers, I'll tell you, best thing to do about hell, get to Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
I wouldn't want hell hanging over me, brother.
That's right.
I wouldn't wish hell on nobody but the devil.
Right.
It's a fit place for him.
Right.
My mama used to say this, bless her heart, her little preacher boy pleading with her about her soul. You know what she'd say, Bonnie? She'd get a little mad. She said, "This is hell here." I said, "No, mama,
no.
It's not hell here." Oh, Jesus said this about hell in Mark chapter 9. He said, if your eye was going to cause you to go to hell, pluck it out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you'd be much better off. Yeah. If your hand was, you know, they got this smash and grab joke now today. He said, if your hand was going to cause you to go to hell, cut it off. You'd be better off. Mm-hmm. If your foot was going to cause you to end up hell, cut it off. That's how bad a place it is.
That's right.
I don't want nobody to go there.
That's right.
I wouldn't want the worst enemy to go there. But there's somebody going to hell right now. There's somebody right now, they're mad at God. Oh, they've been blaming God. Oh, they're bitter at God. Oh, boy, they've got everything to say about God.
That's right.
Sister Bonnie, His great love, wherewith He loves us, He's still reaching out, saying, please let me help you. Please let me save you. Please let me fix it. Don't die in your sins.
Amen.
Oh, boy, they're adamant. Oh, yeah, I see the arguments on there. You know, if God was, why would He send anybody to hell? He don't send nobody to hell. He went through hell so people could go to heaven. I got to shut this thing down. I'm looking back. I'm enjoying the message so much I ain't got to my notes. But I'll just tell you right now, the Lord burned my heart this morning, preach on hell. And I'll tell you right now, there's people going to hell today. Oh, listen, they're going through hell right now over in the Middle East, over as the missiles are flying and the bombs are flying. And I'm telling you, they're scared over there. That's nothing compared to this place that God made for the devil and his angels. Oh my. Thank God for a place called heaven.
Right.
You know, I just eat 3 pieces of candy back air cake, had an orange cake, had some kind of cake with white chocolate icing, and some kind of looked like Rice Krispies with peanut butter in them and chocolate icing on top of them. Chase said he hadn't eaten in 2 days, and I told him about them Reese's Pieces. He would have got him plate. Reese been there and grabbed him one, and it didn't take him long to get on board, amen? That's what heaven's going to be like. It's going to have everything that you want. There'll be no want there. There'll be no worries there. It's going to be joyful there. I can't wait to get there, Tammy. I just know I'm going. I may go today. I don't know. I just know I'm going.
Amen.
When I get there, I'm going to say, Lord, God,
amen.
And I'll
that's
hope.
Right. Amen.
All right. Father, we thank you for the message today. Lord, we pleaded with sinners today. We've done the best we could, Father. Not much of a preacher, Lord. We've done our best, Lord. We pointed them, Father, in the right direction. Lord, we told them to run to Calvary. We told them seek that first and then seek the things of the world. We got people down here, Lord, making twofold more trials of hell than themselves, Lord, through deception and through corruption, Lord. We pray, Lord, today. And we pleaded, Lord, today with souls, Lord, to repent and run to Jesus and lay hold on eternal life. But Lord, we know salvation's of the Lord. And Father, so I'm going to plead with you, Lord. I'm pleading with you for that one that's nearest hell today. God, I pray you'll stand in their way like you stood in my way. And I pray, dear God, Lord, you'd win them somehow, Lord. I pray, God, Lord, you'd turn them, Lord, to Jesus. Turn them to Him and may they get saved, for it's everlastingly too late. We thank you, Lord, that you waited on us. And we thank you, Lord, that you loved us. And we thank you, Lord, for these that are here today and those that listen today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All righty, I'm done. Didn't even use a thing on there. Shouldn't even wrote nothing down. You know, when you're living God's message, that's the way it is. You don't have to worry about nothing. Jesus told His disciples, take no thought what you say be given to you. Now, I don't do that all the time, but when I can, I'll do it. I'll tell you right now.
Right.
I'd rather follow the Lord or what I'm preaching or what I'm saying, doing anything. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, Brother Jerry, get you and Sister Sharon. y'all would, everybody stand. You may not need to do a thing. But if the Lord has instructed you one way or another, I want you to know we'll pray with you. We can't pray for you, but we can pray with you. You'll have to do your own praying, but we can tell you what to pray. We can point you to the one that's able to save. Amen.
Amen.